What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we are finally back to What If World proper. Now we've got to get started by listening to our question from Desmond.
My name is Desmond, and I like Minecraft. My What If question is, what if Jackass and Fred the Dog opened up a cooking show? Bye.
That was Desmond, and his question was, what if JF Cat and Fred the Dog started a cooking show?
Yeah, JF Cat.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow! Fred the Dog and JF Cat helped ask that question. Very cool, Desmond. I didn't know you all were friends.
Oh, yeah, me and Desmond, we go way back.
Well, I support you doing a cooking show, trying something new, but I'm also gonna need you to help me find Kathunkle. He went missing in the last episode.
Mr. Eric, don't tell Fred how to do our show.
Oh, hey, JoJo Fluffy Cat. I'm not saying you two can't have fun. It's just that What If World is still technically Kathunkle land, I think. And yet Kathunkle is missing. So if we got your help finding him...
Whoa, Mr. Eric, you're really stressed out. I think you just need to relax and let me and JF Cat do our thing.
Okay, well, we do have, a couple more questions to read for.
I'm feeling like getting to the story.
Maybe we'll just do those later.
So let's find out.
What if JF Cat and Fred the Dog started a cooking show? Plus a few more questions we'll hear later.
Hey, dear friends, and welcome back to Infredible, the show about me, Fred the Dog, and anything I feel like doing on a given episode.
I thought this was our show.
Yeah, but my show has brand awareness, JoJo Fluffy Cat.
But it wasn't a cooking show.
Today on Infredible, we'll be cooking food that starts with P.
And why's that, Fred?
Yeah, that's good banter, JF Cat. Keep it up.
Okay, but you gotta answer the question.
Because kids ask a lot of questions about food that starts with P.
And just to be clear, we're talking about the letter P, not the...
Yes, the letter P. Don't be gross.
Me gross? I saw you eat something slimy in Mr. Eric's yard not a minute before we came to What If World.
Hey, what I eat when Mr. Eric isn't looking is between me and whatever the slimy thing is that I ate.
Fair enough. So what are we cooking first, Fred?
I'm glad you asked, because it makes for a nice transition into the thing that we're cooking first.
That is...
What? Well, I don't know. I thought you were cooking.
But it's your show.
Okay, so we'll start with pancakes. Cause we got a review question from a listener named Miffy, who's 10 years old and likes pancakes.
So how do you make pancakes, Fred?
Well, all you gotta do is wait for Saturday to come. Cause that's when Mommy and Daddy make pancakes. And then you wait right next to the baby, who's the most likely one to drop the pancakes.
And what ingredients go in the pancakes?
Well, there's the slimy sweet stuff, and the melty fat stuff. Oh, and baby spit. That's my favorite.
And how long does it take to cook?
I find that whining at the baby for 5 minutes is the perfect amount to get a piece of pancake.
Okay, Fred, do you understand what cooking is at all?
Yeah, I got a whole stack of cooked pancakes right here. I bothered every family in What If World until they threw them on the ground.
They look very dirty.
Oh yeah, they got dirt and fur and probably a little magic fairy dust, because half of them are from Fairies.
Thank you for freeing us from the tyranny of the breakfast plate.
You're welcome, pancakes. Now it's time to eat you.
If you say so, you are our savior after all.
Oh, no, Fred, we can't eat them. You're the hero.
Yeah, and sorry to cut in, but you were all gonna look out for Kathunkle, right?
Now let's move from the pantry to the vegetable garden. For our next segment, what's this thing in the ground?
I'd be really careful going outside. Remember how the Kragan made What If World into Kathunkle Land? Might not be safe out there.
Pardon me, Mr. Eric. I didn't know you were the third host.
No, sorry. I know there's a method to your madness, so I'll let you do your thing.
So here we are outside in our garden on this beautiful Kathunkle Land day.
Which means the clouds are shaped like all my worst nightmares.
And there's lightning striking in every direction at once.
But that's not what we're here in the garden for.
No, indeed. What are we here for?
Our next segment, remember? What's this thing in the ground?
You asking me?
No, that's what we call the segment.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, with things in the ground, I don't know. Let me sniff around a little. Oh, here we go. It's a big brown lump. I think I'll try to eat it.
Maybe you should check first to see if it's a mouse or perhaps a dinosaur dropping.
It's a potato.
And what a beautiful potato it is. Instead of the nice green flowering roots that normally rise up out of it, it's got a writhing mass of Kathunkle-like tentacles.
Let's call them rooticles.
It's not exactly accurate, but...
Now, how can we prepare a potato for eating, you might ask?
I usually bat it around a lot.
I usually lick the dirt off, and then bite it a few times, and then lose interest.
Did you two put any planning into this episode?
Mr. Eric, sometimes we've just gotta put plots and plans aside, and make some room for a little fun.
I mean, your potato has tentacles. Can't you see there's something wrong with What If World?
The only thing wrong with this potato is that I'm not eating it.
Oh, please don't eat me. I'm a talking potato.
Of course you are.
Oh, that's right. Our patron Sydney had a write-in question, what if potatoes could talk?
Well, are you one of those talking potatoes that, like, wants to be eaten or something?
No, I have so much vim and vigor. Let me live. Let me live.
Okay, fine. We won't eat you. Just stop waving your gooey tentacles around.
Yeah, how rude of you to swing around something so long and slimy and dirty.
Are you kidding me? Look at yourself. Your tongue is twice as long and slimy and dirty.
Exactly. That's my thing. Don't try to steal it.
Well, it seems we've gotta get out of Kathunkle Land if we want to have a food that doesn't come alive.
I just used my helicopter tongue to fly us above all this chaos and thunder. To where all is peaceful.
For our final segment, cooking in the clouds.
That's right.
That's the sound of his helicopter tongue, in case you were wondering.
And finally, as they flew up toward the clouds, they got a bird's eye view.
A helicopter dog's eye view.
They got a helicopter dog's eye view of all of What If World, which had indeed become one big spooky amusement park.
Stop trying to narrate our show.
But maybe up here you could get a clue as to where Kathunkle went and...
Mr. Eric, you know we always save the day. So just let us do our thing.
Point of fact, you do not always save the day.
And here we are, above the storm and the chaos, where all is calm and quiet.
For our last segment, Cooking in the Clouds. What are we cooking today, JF Cat?
I'm glad you asked. I know one recipe that's easy enough for even you kids at home.
Kids don't cook without your grown-ups' help.
All you do is pick up the phone and call for a pizza. Hey, pizza, get over here!
You probably don't want to order pizza without your grown-ups.
Loosen up, Eric. These kids are smart. They get stuff.
And here comes a pizza.
Wait, that actually worked? You just yelled at a phone.
A beautiful compostable pizza box approaches on white feathery wings.
And those wings crumble up into delicious Parmesan cheese.
Okay, that does sound pretty cool.
And it's all thanks to Jade's write-in question, what if a cat ate pizza in a cloud?
Yum, yum, yum. What, yummy? I never get to have pizza on What Is World, Daddy.
It's not good for dogs.
Oh, everything's not good for dogs. Sticks, bones, dirt, vomit, onion and garlic pizza, grape jelly.
Yes, all of those things are bad for you.
Mr. Eric, just have a bite of this pizza and enjoy.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's actually really good. Is this made with a vegetable, Renee, though? Because I've been...
It's imaginary pizza, for crying out loud! Nobody was harmed!
It's really good.
It's as good as you can possibly imagine it to be. You just had to take a minute to enjoy it.
It's so weird. I just didn't think we were going to get to eat pizza today.
Why not?
Well, because of Max's calling question.
Oh, here we go.
Max, and my what if question, what if pizza ate you?
Quick, finish the pizza before it comes to life.
I don't think it's that pizza we got to worry about. I am a vampire. I eat people who eat pizza. And also spinach for fiber. Yes, spinach is an excellent source of fiber.
And other vital nutrients.
What, are they part of the show, or...
Oh, there's three of you. Well, then I'll just eat whoever ate the last slice of pizza.
That was Mr.
It was
Eric.
Mr. Eric.
Triggers! Not again. Pretty good pizza, though.
And there you have it, folks. Another amazing episode of Infredible.
Couldn't you say another Infredible episode of our show?
You know what, Van Pizza? I actually think JF Cat ate the last piece.
Now, wait a minute.
I suppose I have room for one more.
Okay, this is less pleasant than I imagined. You imagine being eaten to be pleasant?
So remember, kids, whether you're eating something slimy off the ground,
or a pancake that's come alive,
or a giant mutant talking potato with tentacles,
or a really good pizza with Parmesan wings.
Sometimes your body just needs a break from all the stress and craziness of life. And mealtimes are great for the... Sorry, it's just something in my throat.
I know what you mean. I shouldn't have had that last cat.
Getting spit up by a pizza monster?
Less pleasant than you imagined?
Oh, it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's my favorite part too.
Guys, I think I got something in my throat.
I can help. I'll just reach my verticals down into your mouth.
That's okay, thanks, alien potato. I think I'll pass.
Here's the problem. You swallowed Kathunkle.
Swallowed Kathunkle?
Yes. You really should watch what you eat.
That was you. You're so little now, I thought you were like a slug with infinite tentacle arms.
Wait, we just found Kathunkle? No epic battle?
No three-part story.
Just a secret call-in question from Luke.
Hi, my name is Luke. I'm 11 years old and I like baseball. My question is, what if Fred the dog swallowed Kathunkle? Bye.
Thank you, Luke. I guess not everything has to be so hard all the time.
And when you take a break, sometimes a solution presents itself.
Or you remember that you ate the solution a half hour ago.
The end.
Like you've never coughed up a magical creature in a hairball.
Shh, quiet. You'll ruin the next cooking segment.
Is there any pizza left?
Well, Desmond, Max, Luke, Miffy, Jade, and Sydney, thank you all for your questions. And thanks to everyone who submitted questions about Kathunkle.
Yes, your imaginations brought me back to What If World.
Although you are still super small.
I'm focusing my magic on turning it back from Kathunkle Land.
You have no idea how to get big again, do you?
No. But I think that maybe if I stop focusing on the problem, a solution might present itself.
Well, that is a very healthy attitude, Kathunkle.
Alabaster Zero here to wish a happy 10th birthday to Dexter. Dexter's birthday was on the 28th of March, which is just 2 days before Mr. Eric's birthday.
and Mama Gemma here to give a shout out to Jackson, age 6. Jackson loves me because I had a hard head in the Humanji game and I could break through rocks. Jackson says thanks for all your sweet stories. And we say thanks to you for your sweet message. And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know it's okay to take a break from your problems and your worries and just enjoy yourself for a little bit. Sharing a meal with family is a great opportunity to do so. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community-funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.